welcome to the Create Magic Podcast, episode number 437. I hope that you all are having a wonderful summer solstice. It is the longest day of the year, and I'm trying to make the most of it, even though this podcast is coming out extremely late by my weird standards here. It's been a busy day, full of meetings, swim boot camp, trying to get a bunch of orders shipped, putting up new coffee products, finishing, separating screens, did all kinds of weird stuff, but it's one of those days that I like to take a little bit of time and try and use some of these extra hours we get to reflect on what I've been able to do so far this year. The summer solstice or midsummer is one of those things that has always stuck out to me as a magical time when the sun seems to stay up in the sky longer than it should. And I remember being young, and I see it in my own kids now, but that idea, or that time when the sun is still up and it's 9 o'clock at night, and you're like, wait a second, it's not even close to bedtime, when normally my six-year-old would be in bed like a half hour before that, but now he really can embrace it, and I can see the excitement in his eyes, especially the last, I guess, week or so, the fireflies have been coming out, so we've been getting to go outside right before bed and try and catch one or two, or just watch them out the windows, and there really is something magical about walking past your window as the sun's setting and just seeing little flashes of yellow lights and being like, ooh, what was that? And then seeing that it's just this little firefly or lightning bug buzzing around. But I chose a line from one of my best friend's songs Dan Robinson wrote for the Endless Mike Jambox, and I think it's probably one of my favorite lines he's ever written, which is saying a lot, because he's one of my favorite lyricists, I'd say. But this one is, very simply, there's only one longest day of the year, and my backpack got jets. And I think that kind of gets at exactly what I was saying, and that we have this weird relationship with time, and when there's more of it, it's sometimes harder to get stuff done. Like, the longer I give myself to finish a project, the less of it I get done, and the more I give myself these time restraints, the more that I feel like I get meaningful work done quicker. And I love playing with this idea, and I think things like the summer solstice and this extension of the daytime allow you to do that, but it's also just nice to have some extra sun time. Well, not today. It looks like we're not going to get any sun for a couple of days around here, but it is nice to have the opportunity to have some extra sun rays beat down on you. So that was the line that I used for today's drawing, and then I have a little kind of one-eyed bear monster friend with a jetpack flying above the trees and kind of reaching out for a sun that's just rising, and I really feel like that's my favorite time of the summer solstice, or days in general, is when the sun comes up. I'm lucky enough to be able to be up for a few hours before the sun comes up most days, and watching it, you know, get where it's going in the sky and seeing the light break through the trees and all of that for the first time is one of those things that you forget how nice it is. And I try to take some time every morning around then to go outside and drink a little coffee while just standing in the sunshine and kind of, thinking about nothing, trying to think about nothing. But standing in the sunshine really does just feel physically good at that first time in the morning. And yeah, that's pretty much what I was thinking about or kind of mulling over when getting today's drawing ready. I had planned on doing this really fun story for Weird Delaware, and I realized when I got up this morning that, one, I wasn't going to have time to do it the way I wanted to before I had my meeting this morning, and that ended up running way longer than I could manage to get it done by the time I got back. I had to deal with a bunch of other stuff, so that combined with the fact that it was the summer solstice and it had been on my mind, I felt it was only appropriate to make this little drawing and do this little ramble about midsummer today. So I hope you all enjoyed it. I will be back with that story of Weird Delaware next week. I think my schedule will finally be kind of slowing down a little bit, and as far as all the summertime wildness, we're finally getting into a little bit of groove here, and I'm getting finished on a few other bigger projects, so I'm excited to put a little bit more attention into some of these podcast episodes again. But I do have a really fun Creative Weirdo scheduled for this Saturday that I can't wait to share with y'all. I'm going to keep it a little bit of a surprise, and yeah, I hope you all have the best day. Thank you for all the support, all the orders over on the site, everyone who grabbed a copy of Find a Pencil, and any of the new shirts, and Yeah, thank you so much. I just put up a few more copies of Find a Pencil because I got a couple requests and I don't want anyone not to be able to get it. So I printed a couple more and got them up on the site. So if you missed the first run, grab one while you can. Thanks again, and I hope you all have the best midsummer, summer solstice, all of that. Enjoy the extra sunlight hours or daytime hours and have a magical night. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
The Sky Princess sleeps on two-tone pillows. We knew each other ever since we was little. We were in love, but the chemicals were all so fast. Oh no. Showed her my book, The Sayings of Buddha. I lent her my diamond sutra. Now every neon and rerun's tearing